Song that needs little to no introduction. That's Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden. It's the false spring, everybody. We're pranked into thinking it's spring, but it's actually going to be winter again very soon. But you know, we're gonna vibe. I got some grungy, grimy tunes here to kind of match the vibe of what it looks like outside, which is kind of gross. I've heard people say that March is the grossest month of the year, and I don't disagree. You got all like those melting snowbanks that are full of mysterious garbage, full of like cigarette butts and dirt and feces and Tim Hortons cups. So we're gonna try and match that vibe today. Up next for you guys, I have this little gem that I found up in the radio station. It's a band called The Backsteps, and this is a song called Goodbye Youth from their 2021 album.
Says I'm just silently. Turn me up, you. Silently by that dog. I know I've got that dog in me.
I really like the violinist and singer of the band. Her name is Petra Hayden, and she has 11 tortoises. Isn't that crazy? I remember my dad, he wanted to get a tortoise, but my mom said no. Because, like, it would probably, like, because we had a pool, because we lived in Arizona, and everyone had a pool there, and it would probably, like, drown in the pool, so we didn't get one. But I really wanted to have a tortoise just, like, hanging out in the backyard, because that's, like, literally the only animal in the entirety of Arizona that can withstand the heat, because everything else just freaking dies. I had, like, fish. I had a lot of betta fish when I was growing up. My first one was named Psatty. My grandma named it. That's the Greek word for fish. And he actually lived a long time. He lived to be 4, which is a long time for a betta fish. Right now I have a fish named Ozzy. And he's pretty neat. He's lived a while. He's gonna be 2 soon. And then I had a fish named Tom, but he died within like a year. He got a bladder infection. I tried to like fix him with salt or something, but it didn't work. Because you're supposed to put like aquarium salt to heal it, but RIP Tom. I buried him on a mountain with my friends and we had a funeral, so he's okay. And next up, I'm going to play a tune by Sonic Youth, one of my favorite bands. This is Cool Thing from their album Goo.
Just want you to know that we can still be friends.
Let everybody know. Come on, come on.
when you're a star, I know that you'll fix everything.
Just by Radiohead. I know a lot of fun facts about Radiohead because I was a loser in high school.
I know that this song was created that because of the guitarist trying to jam as many chords into one song as possible. So that rapidly ascending part in the beginning, that's like, I think like 15-ish chords and just going like all the way up to like the tippy top of the guitar. It's pretty cool. If you should watch like a live performance and you can see it, it's pretty cool to see. Big fan.
The quickest way to burn gas. I'm your host Danielle, and this is Songs of the Season, the channel on CFRC that probably has the corniest name, but that's okay. I remember I had to play this orchestral thingy back in high school, and it was called Songs of the Season, and it was like a song, like a movement for each season, but not the Vivaldi one, not the good one. It was like made by some guy, and it was fine, except like it was really repetitive and monotonous because the choir got all the fun parts and the orchestra just played the same droning notes over and over again. And then we went to a workshop and the guy, he was like, he did not care about the orchestra like at all. He like just like kind of like told us to be quieter and then he'd work on the choir. And my friend who sits in first chair, like who like near the front, she told me that he kept spitting on her when he was talking. And he would be like, "Winter is coming. Winter is coming." And then they would like work on pronunciation for like 40 minutes and then the entire orchestra would just sit there in silence and play like one note over and over again. Nothing against the guy. Apparently like he's like a real chill guy, I guess, but like I don't know. Like he did not like he didn't even write the orchestra part. Like he wrote the choir part and then had some other guy work on the orchestra part. So like when we did the workshop, he had nothing to say about the orchestra part cuz he didn't even write it. But whatever. So I guess Songs of the Season makes me think about that. But this is not about that, okay? Songs of the Season is about playing songs that correlate to the state of nature
not about a random guy who wrote an orchestral piece. Whatever. Anyways, I'm going to play something from this decade now. Ooh, get excited. I know it's been a lot of 90s today. I'm a big fan of 90s, so if you're a big fan of 90s as well, stick to this channel because I'll be playing a lot of that. I got a new Mitski release. Her new album's pretty neat, the one with the cat on it. I forget the name of it, but it's pretty cool. I'm going to play If I Leave by Mitski. Here we go.
If I leave, somebody else will love you, but nobody else could forgive me quite as often as you. No one on the street knows, no I
was Alone by Sam Hell. I actually don't know if that's grunge like I hyped it up to be. I think it is, right? I genuinely can't tell. Genres confuse me a little bit. I think they're kind of dumb. Especially when it gets into like really niche genres. Like, this is indie post-industrial drum rock core. And this one is hardcore grunge older brother core. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I genuinely can't tell the difference when it gets, like, that specific. Maybe that's, like, a really bad opinion, and I'm gonna get canceled for it. But I think genres are dumb. Sorry, guys. Please don't cancel me like Timothy Chalamet. I promise, I think ballet's so cool. I saw the Nutcracker last winter, and it was pretty cool. It was really neat. Anyways, I'm gonna play Nirvana, because I kind of have to, you know? It's raining. And you know what it does in Seattle? It rains. A lot. And Nirvana's from Seattle. So, here we go. Sing along if you know this one.
Don't give up. a map of the heart. Down your hollow tube, I hope to find a small flat door it will build. A cute harmless world, down on from you cold. No one build a cute the mind. Feed those chemicals inside. Matcha. In its death.
Just come round if you wanna find me.
Choices. We're gonna wrap up here tonight with two final songs. I've got Glitter Guts by No Flowers, and then we're gonna finish off with Today by the Smashing Pumpkins. Thank you to everybody who tuned in. Make sure to come back next Saturday at 7 p.m. here at CFRC for the next episode of Songs of the Season. Thank you and good night.
Bye. Now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by local artist Piner called Odelia, a powerful pop rock track rooted in folk storytelling that confronts gender inequality, inherited expectations, and the radical act of self-trust. The new single arrives at a moment when conversations around women and 2SLGBTQ+ rights, autonomy, and power feel both urgent and necessary. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via Visit Kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Odelia by Piner on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live nationwide, offering a confidential multilingual service 24/7 to connect human trafficking victims and survivors with social and emergency services. We welcome calls if you have tips, concerns, or questions about human trafficking in your community. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call the hotline now at 1-833-900-1010.
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. to get in touch. Call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram @cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram @cfrcprisonradio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
We'll start with some general ways to turn ugly duckling emotions into swans. First,
rock, 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 rock it.
Second,
rock, 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 rock it.
Third, this is what one doctor suggests. Number 7. Now, look forward in a positive mode. Start by spending a few minutes
each Thursday at 10 p.m. listening to Bright Side of the Poo. What's it about? A way of life.
Number 10. Give unto others. Reach out to those you can help or inspire. Now, it's time to flip this tape. On side two, you'll find a wonderful, calming relaxation exercise.
Curious about life's biggest questions? Want to discuss topics such as origin, morality, meaning, and destiny? Then Queen's Critical Questions is for you. Come on out for open and profound conversations on worldviews and ideologies. All are welcome. Critical Questions runs every Friday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the J-Duck in room 354A. See you there!
Hi, I'm James Abrams.
And I'm John Abrams.
And we're the Abrams Brothers.